K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Oh, good on you. Thank you for clicking this one. Podcast 83, we'll say it'll be one of our best, but you guys can be the judge of that. You can like, you can subscribe, you can leave a comment. If you don't like it, don't subscribe and don't like and don't leave a comment. How are you, mate?
All right, mate.
Well, obviously, if they don't like it, we don't want them to leave
a comment.
Pretty
much saying, if you like it, welcome. If you don't, get stuffed.
Your words, not my words.
Going well. Getting through our snap lockdown. It's snap lockdown episode.
Yes.
We're lucky enough to still put this together. Essential work. Getting through, going to do some gardening and revitalise my life. It's not like a reset button. It's like a long weekend, you know?
It is kind of nice.
It is nice. Well, obviously not nice for the people suffering, and we acknowledge that.
Correct.
But the fact that we just have to stay home, it's not the hardest thing in the world.
And I was saying earlier to you before, Benny, we've got a lot of international listeners now. They wouldn't be aware of what a snap lockdown is. So here in Melbourne, Australia, we are, because of COVID, we have got a pretty severe lockdown. So we can't really leave our homes unless we're essential workers. And lo and behold,
here we are.
We're essential. but hey, have you noticed anything different how I've started the podcast?
You just told people to get stuffed.
Didn't do the bingo call.
Thanks for clicking. Oh.
Didn't do it.
And I didn't miss it.
Yeah,
you
see?
Just, see that? I didn't miss it.
Didn't even know that we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we've got a big podcast for you guys to enjoy. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be holding onto your farts. Seriously, if you need to fart, do not hold on to them.
Why did you stop?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of weird saying.
Also on the podcast, Miami have a new interesting way to pay their staff. And I've had enough. I don't want this to happen. I don't want them to start a trend here. I want them to just know it's wrong.
Right. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, as a kid, did you ever experiment in any sort of way at home? Did you get into that sort of side of things?
I remember making chocolate scrambled eggs once. Didn't work out.
No?
Clearly.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, Mum used to always let me help out. Like, so I'd always try and put stuff where it shouldn't go.
I didn't ask, did you do cooking as a child?
You said, did you experiment?
Experiment? Like, did you make rockets? Did you put bicarb soda and Mentos and vinegar together to see if it explodes?
Not really.
Did you ever do the bottle rockets?
Nah.
No.
No, outside of school, not really.
And you filled the pump up and you pumped it with water and then it shot up into the air?
It's probably a bit more of a sporty kid than you. I think I was outside running around kicking a footy.
Yeah, I was playing.
Not to say there's nothing wrong with doing experiments. I just, that wasn't piquing my interest.
No, I was doing the sport as well, Ben. Oh, I was cool.
I was doing the sport as well. I threw a few darts.
I was a part of a 10-pin bowling club for a bit.
Stop.
No, because there was a 12-year-old boy over in the UK, Riley Morrison. He wanted to do his own experiment. He thought if he swallowed some magnetic balls, he wanted to find out if his stomach would become magnetic. So what he did over the course of 2 days, he swallowed the first batch of magnetic balls, January 1st, swallowed them, and he was putting metal objects on the outside of his stomach.
Oh, no.
Nothing happened.
Of course it didn't.
3 days later, 4 days later, sorry, 4th of January, ingests more metal balls. A total of 54 magnetic balls inside his stomach.
Wow.
Still nothing happened. And then he was hoping, he wanted to see what it would look like when it would pass through his stomach. Guess what? Didn't pass through his stomach.
It got magnetized.
Well, nothing happened.
Wow.
So, with his tail in between his legs.
Also magnets between his legs.
Yeah. Correct. Absolutely. He goes to his mum and says, look, Mum, not good. This is what's happened. She obviously gives him an absolute hosing.
Yeah.
But then had to go in.
I hope she didn't use it like... Actually, I won't say that. I'm probably not allowed to say that.
No, he ended up having to go in and get a six-hour surgery these magnetic balls out.
How annoying for the doctors. Like, obviously, you got to cut him open to get it out.
Yeah.
It's like the scalpel and stuff would stick to his... how would you stop that happening?
How would it have been 6 hours, though? Because that's what you want. Make one small incision.
And then just get
it
out.
Put a magnet in.
And it should just go...
Yeah. That is a horrible noise to be making.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning to all those people in Miami that voted against this next, bill to be passed. Miami are currently deciding whether it is okay to pay workers and also receive property taxes from residents in Miami using Bitcoin.
Oh.
So they want to pay and be paid using a cryptocurrency.
No. Why would you want to do that?
So they want to market Miami as like a tech hub, like that we're so technology-based and we love it all and we can sniff out a good deal and, geez, we're good with computers. And we want to use, and to, you know, to cornerstone that, we want to say that we can use cryptocurrency to pay and be paid.
See, I just feel like there's going to be a glitch. Like, there was talk about the Y2K bug in 2000. It's going to eventually come. I've been holding my breath since 2000, but there will be a time where this stuff will crash and people will be like, I'm glad I've still got cash.
Well, what I don't like about it is that you're basing what you earn on the market.
Oh, yeah, because it fluctuates, of course.
So the government potentially could buy a ton of stock when it's really cheap.
Yeah.
Which then elevates the price. So then they have to give their workers less of what they bought.
So they're making money, the company.
Potentially. And that's why I'm a little bit uneasy about it. Currently, Bitcoin shares around $47,000.
For one coin.
American. So it's probably like, you know, 2021-ish.
Jeez, it would have been nice if we got on it early.
Or is that double in Australian?
No. America is double. It doesn't go
double
half.
Us.
We are double.
We're double. So maybe it's 47 Australian, 47,000 Australian. Anyway.
It's a lot of money.
So essentially, you could give one Bitcoin to pay your staff.
For the year or whatever.
Kind of, yeah. I just don't like it. So the fact that, like, I don't want, because then people will start getting a bit murky with it. You know, if you're paying in cryptocurrency, then what's next? You know, will a bag of chips and a can of Coke be satisfactory enough to pay?
What happens?
Because you're not actually getting anything.
I consider myself to be pretty tech savvy. But when it comes to cryptocurrency, I've got no idea. So, like, I'd probably be getting underpaid.
You're essentially getting paid. Because, essentially, my concern with it is I could pay you $500 in Bitcoin, and then the next day, depending on the stock, that same $500 without you spending it could be worth $300.
It just gets me thinking, when I was growing up, like teenage years, I wanted to create my own sort of country called Sunderland, like my last name.
Nice, yeah.
And there was no currency at all, but everyone paid in smiles.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
I still think it could take off.
I don't think so.
I think it's a fair chance.
The mayor of Sunderland just smiling at you.
Smile. I'll get a new car, thanks. Oh, that'll be 10 smiles.
Yeah, 10 smiles.
Benny, I don't know how I feel about professionals or professions, sort of like doctors and practitioners, taking to Instagram to inform people.
Why not? That's how people, you know, we said it last week, celebrity endorsements around health, vaccines and whatnot. That's all the rage at the moment. Like social media use. That's how people get their information now. No one sits down with their TV dinners watching the news.
And doctors heading to TikTok to, you know, inform us.
Oh, because we're not sure how good they are.
Well, you click the article and you look at Dr. Faraz and you tell me if you think he's a credible doctor or not, because he's come out to say why we shouldn't be holding on to farts. He says, on average, the human body, it produces 20 farts each day. Now, farts, it's a gas form that naturally occurs in your stomach as waste product is digested. It's mixed with the air that we swallow and that forms farts, which is fine.
Thanks, Dr. Sunderland.
Well, no, it's Dr. Faraz that's given us the information. Now, if you hold onto a fart, it can cause heartburn, bloating, and pain. And also, the gas has to come out through some form. And he says it comes through the form of either a burp or having bad breath if we don't fart.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I knew about the breath.
So if you've got bad breath, it means you've been holding onto
farts.
Well,
it doesn't necessarily mean, but it could be a sign.
Well, no.
As in, like, if I don't brush my teeth for a week,
you have been.
It's not because I've been holding onto my farts. I just have bad breath because I haven't been brushing my teeth. You're saying it can equate to it. So if you do hold onto your farts and you have bad breath, that's probably why.
But do people hold on to their farts?
Some, like, in situations, like if you're on a first date, you're holding on to them.
Oh, no, just give them the raw Andy and Ben. This
raw is an appropriate word.
I know. I do recall. a first date.
That you've held onto it.
Tummy just grumbling.
I think that's a rite of passage. And then you get in the car and you just let it all out.
Oh, it's like, oh, like, this is beautiful.
Well, it was best party date when I got in the car.
But when you think about it, you're on a first date. It's either, okay, you hold on to a fart, but then when you go in for the first kiss, your breath is going to taste like a fart. So it's like, what would you prefer? Would you prefer me to drop my guts while we're sitting on the couch, or would you prefer to eat my fart?
To be fair, how often you drop your guts, I'd take the tasting of the fart.
You want to eat my fart?
You would just drop your guts throughout the whole day.
Hang on, are you saying you want to eat my
fart? I don't want to eat your fart. I'm saying if the option was there, to your head, I'd do that one.
We're not kissing.
Why?
What?
Why not?
What? Stop trying to eat my fart.
Andy, people are great.
I would say the majority of people are great.
65% of people are great.
Good call.
Yeah. The announcement on Friday about the snap lockdown. And, you know, some people are like, bruh, you can't do this. And then the majority are like, hey, this is the right thing to do.
No dramas. Wear a mask.
Happy to do it. What's that? I won't take everything from the shop. Okay. Oh, fine.
I was saying to you this morning,
yeah.
Went to go to
Get
make lasagna
mince.
Last night.
Yeah.
Went to the supermarket, mince, stripped from the shelf.
That's it. If a man can't make lasagna, I don't want to be a part of it.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? What is going on here?
Now, I'm a bit disappointed in myself.
You didn't do a doomsday shop as well, did you?
No. When the news came through of the snap lockdown,
yeah,
I thought
about
to myself,
1 o'clock.
And I don't want to blow my own horn here, but I am a busy person.
Yeah, no, 100% you are.
Like, I work 5 days a week.
You've got a lot of sporting commitments.
Yeah.
Cricket,
so
golf.
Do it all. Yeah. And then when I get a break on a week, my break on a weekend is coming here with you. This is my break.
Oh, thanks for squeezing me
into
your busy
this
schedule.
This is obviously it's work, but it's also a bit of fun. It's a bit of hit and giggle for us on the weekend. And then I go straight from here, usually get to cricket. So like I'm enjoying the time that I'm having at home at the moment.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, look, it's a great opportunity to get the house cleaned
up. The circuit breaker.
The circuit breaker is a great opportunity. I've got a long weekend here just to get some stuff done around the house.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't bloody believe it, but yesterday I did stuff all.
Like, I don't know how.
Parked myself in front of the TV, watched the races all day, gamble responsibly, of course.
Yeah, but boring.
It's not boring.
So
it's not, but it's annoying that I didn't get off my ass and do something.
So this is the thing, because I wasn't alone in it. I went after K-Rock here. I went to the petrol station to fill up my jerry can so I could mow the lawns.
Yeah.
It was $4.60 to fill it up or whatever it was. And the lady who was taking the money goes, oh, filling up a jerry can, are you? I was like, spot on. She goes, we've sold out of jerry cans. And the amount of people that have come through this morning to fill jerry cans up, I think everyone's going to be doing their gardening.
Everyone's doing the gardening. I did that as well.
Well, no, you said to me yesterday, my grass is knee high.
It's knee high, and it's probably now hip high because I left it another day. But I'll do it today.
You've got to do it.
But what I love about this snap lockdown, TikTok and Instagram Reels have just released a world of people. Do you know what? There's already trends out there for this snap lockdown.
What?
So golfers are taking their clubs out for a walk.
Oh.
So to mimic a round of golf. So instead of walking the golf course, they're just whacking on some clubs and pushing them around the neighborhood to make it feel like you're out on a golf walk, which I don't mind. I think that's very amusing.
Yeah.
People are doing a snap lockdown. So think of the 6 month lockdown that we had where, like, you know, you did puzzles, family nights,
yeah.
And they're doing it in the space of the 5 days. So one day is dedicated to a theme, like a puzzle day, a trivia day. People are very good.
Yeah, but can we also just remind everyone, it's 5 days and we've already done a day. We've got 4 days left.
What's annoying is that we can't do a working bee. Like, I'd love to have people over as a bit of a trend and just see how quickly we can get my garden done.
I was going to say, you need more than a working bee. Like, your backyard is a jungle.
I'm going to have to pay someone.
You get the petrol from your jerry can, set a match.
Spill it over.
Benny, it is concerning when a zoo sends out sort of a message to the public saying, we've lost an animal.
Watch out.
Because I automatically think there is a tiger, there is a giraffe, there is something bad lurking in our community, and they want us to be keeping an eye out for
Can
it.
Can we just appreciate your scope of fear?
What, you would be... A tiger in the community.
Hang on. What else did you say?
A giraffe. Mate, they're a wild animal.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you've gone from be terrifying if a tiger was on the loose, but also a giraffe. Have you seen a giraffe?
Imagine waking up on a Sunday morning, checking your backyard, and you've got a giant giraffe there.
Anything with a neck that big. Terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, they're herbivores.
I don't know. I think
you'll be okay.
They've got long tongues and I wouldn't be trusting them. Anyway, a Texas zoo is asking members of the public to keep an eye out for a crow that escaped their training facility during the week.
A crow?
A crow. The Dallas Zoo said Onyx the crow was in the training session for the bird show when it flew off toward Bishop Art District of Dallas. The crow has distinguishing features on its chest. It's got a white little spot, it almost like a white colouring on its chest. It kind of looks like a magpie. The bird is friendly towards humans and knows to say hi, hiya, and hi, Onyx. The zoo has asked that anyone who spots Onyx contacts the facility instead of attempting to capture the bird. Now, birds, they're not just walking on the ground. This bird obviously does not want to be a part of the zoo and is looking to find home somewhere else.
But I didn't think zoos kept crows.
Well, you know,
I mean, is that a...
No, you know how they have that big glove on
their
hand?
Yeah, for hawks and like falcons.
Actually, yeah.
Is a crow native to Australia?
Well, it mustn't be because they're over in Texas.
No, I know, but like...
Oh, is that their
big draw
card? As in,
like, that's the attraction, is that we've got...
A crow. Remember that bird, the pigeon that flew from America back to Australia? Do you remember that in the news?
Yeah, but didn't they
want
to...
Yeah, they wanted
to take it to a better place.
Yeah. But do you reckon that's what happened?
Because it flew across.
There's been a crow in Australia that's flown to Dallas in America, and they're like, oh, this is going to be a huge attraction.
Quick, get it.
We've got Onyx. We can make some money out of this.
Yeah.
Little did they know, Onyx was going to leave the training facility and wants to come back to Australia.
Potentially, we could probably sell those binges birds.
The binges birds?
Yeah, get them over.
The ibis!
Yeah.
I saw one this morning.
Could we get them over to America? We could sell them over.
I reckon that'd love it.
Look, if they've got crows as an attraction, surely that gets a
check
run.
Check out the ibis! Well, good on you. Thanks for getting to the end of the podcast. Our favourite thing. Well, is it our favourite thing? We like to do this, though.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Now, Benny, just before we jumped on the mics, I said to you, you had a ripper thought yesterday. You said it to me, and I said, you've got to be saving that gear for the podcast.
And we haven't.
Don't just give me your train of thought. You got to save the good stuff when the mics are on. We know that.
Yeah, I think it probably is fitting that we've forgotten it because it is the thought of the week.
Yeah.
But really, it's usually just our train of thought. It should be thought of the minute. Like, we play that intro and then quickly point at each other to say,
who's got one?
Well, let's go with this. Isn't it interesting that we can't remember our thoughts?
That is good.
Because we both acknowledge it was a really good idea.
It was such a good idea.
But neither of us can remember what it was.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre.
And even like words that are on your tip of your tongue, and you can feel them, but you can't get them out.
You just can't articulate.
How weird is that?
That's so funny.
Tell you what, this has actually been a
really good thought of the week.
It was a nothing thought into a really good thought of the week. Anyway, make sure you like and subscribe. We do new podcasts every Monday at 9 a.m. You can always go back and listen to our old stuff. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you when you're listening to us next.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.